If you can delay gratification, you're going to find yourself in the winner's seat.
Welcome to the Bedros Koulian Show.
What's the difference between me and you? Back when Q was rolling with Lorenzo and a Benzo, I was banging with a gang of instrumentals.
The best tip that I ever got from my first mentor was this, that if you want to be successful in life, then there's five things that you've got to master. Guys, welcome to the Bedros Koulian Show. My name is Bedros Koulian, and today we're going to talk about the five things that you want to master if you want to be successful. And these five things, if you don't master these, and you don't get good at them, they are going to drive you to failure in life. So before we talk about these five things, I want to tell you what success looks like, right? Because success isn't always about the monies. Sure, money is definitely a big part of success, right? Financial freedom is definitely a big part of success, but success could very well be time freedom. It could be peace of mind. It could be having a sense of purpose, meaning, and significance. A successful person could be someone who is spending a lot of time with their family and they're building memories and having experiences. And, you know, a successful person could be someone who's healthy and fit and really feels like they've got a long runway where life is concerned. So however you define success, these five things that I'm about to share with you are going to be critical that you master. So let's hop to it. And these five things are things that I learned from my first mentor, Jim Franco, because again, when you think about success in business, you think about success in life, in health, in relationships, all of it matters, right? And so thing number one is the spouse. Like who you choose as a spouse is the highest determining factor of success. Because look, if you're dating crazy right now, or if you're married to crazy, then you can relate to what I'm about to say. If you're trying to get successful at something, if you're trying to win at something, you're trying to build a business, you're trying to build your body, you're trying to dial in your nutrition, you're trying to do something meaningful and purpose-driven, if you're married to crazy, then you're constantly having arguments, fights, probably not getting a lot of sleep, or if you are getting sleep, you're not getting restful sleep. You're probably distracted with a lot of negative conversations in your head. How exactly is that going to lead you to success, right? And that's why I always say the highest determining factor of success is the person that you marry, your spouse. Thing number two that you want to dial in are the thoughts that occupy your mind. Because if you're the type of person that is constantly milling around with rumors and gossip and listening to bad news and all these conspiracy theories, and it's one thing I want to tell you, it's one thing to be prepared. It's another thing to be paranoid, right? If you have a lot of paranoid thoughts in your brain and they're swirling around, they say what? The average person has about 60,000 thoughts a day and that about 80% of those thoughts are negative. How exactly is that going to lead you to success, right? Just like the spouse thing. If you're constantly bickering and fighting with your spouse or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, how exactly are you going to have peace of mind, time to focus, to be able to actually get shit done? You're not. And if you're like, well, then what do I do? Maybe you're already married to crazy. Well, can you help heal them? Can you help get them on track? Is there a conversation you can have? Is there some books you can get them? Can they do some therapy? Or you might have to divorce them and leave them, right? And if you're dating crazy, now would be a good time to break up with crazy. Because I can tell you, crazy does not lead to success. Crazy leads to chaos. And if you are married or dating crazy, you will have a chaotic life. If you have negative thoughts swirling around in your head, you are more likely to fail than succeed. If you are thinking about the elections, if you are thinking about the war in Ukraine, if you're thinking about what's going on between Palestine and Israel, if you're thinking about, you know, the border, the poorest border. Like all these things are concerns that I have too. But if I put too much thought and energy into things that are externally out of my control, but I'm putting all this energy into it, then I'm not putting that same energy into growing my businesses, building my relationships, getting after my health and nutrition, right? And so the thoughts that occupy your mind are a massive component to success or failure. So how do you train your mind so that you have more positive, uplifting, and optimistic thoughts and less negative thoughts? Well, simple. First off, you have to ask yourself, what are the sources of negative or toxic thoughts that swirl around in my head? Maybe you're watching mainstream media, Fox News, CNN. Maybe you're on all these social media channels that are constantly feeding you fear, doubt, and uncertainty. Maybe you're surrounded by people who are constantly gossiping and rumoring and just stirring the pot, right? Whatever the sources of that negative thought is, if you don't kill it and replace it with positive incantations, with positive reinforcement, with reading books that build you, listening to podcasts and watching YouTube shows and reading books that are going to empower you, that are going to inspire you, that are going to move you to the 2.0 version of yourself, if those negative thoughts are not replaced with positive thoughts, then you are destined to failure. Or at least success is going to come at a very high price tag. Hey guys, quick interruption to the Bedros Koulian Show. I want to tell you about the newly reformulated Truly Wellness Shot. Now, I wanted to create a supplement that was zero compromise, that would boost your immune system, fight off inflammation in your gut, joint, and body so that you can keep getting after your goals and dreams in life. And now the new reformulated Truly Wellness Shot is boosted with electrolytes to help keep you hydrated as well. Truly Wellness Shots are packed with these amazing ingredients: vitamin C, vitamin D, B12, zinc, turmeric, echinacea, ginger, astragalus, and now with electrolytes to help keep you hydrated. And if you're anything like me, then you're going to want to get these Truly Wellness Shots because you want to stay healthy, hydrated, and inflammation-free so that you can keep chasing your goals and dreams in life. Now, just like the Godfather Don Corleone, I'm going to make you an offer that you can't refuse. When you go to Truly.com and use my name, Bedros, during checkout and you join the Truly Tribe Subscription Club, you will not only get 50% off your 30-day supply, but you also get free shipping, and it comes with a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. So for any reason you don't like the Truly Wellness Shots, and we have yet to meet anyone who doesn't like these awesome products, then just let us know and we'll give you a full refund and part ways as friends. Go to Truly.com, check out the Wellness Shot, use my name, Bedros, and get 50% off when you join the Truly Tribe. You get free shipping, 30-day money-back guarantee, and I promise you, you're going to love this product and you're going to tell all your friends about it. Now back to the show. The third thing that you've got to master is impulse control. And today more than ever, people have a problem focusing. If you can learn to focus on something until you get that thing done, you have developed impulse control. Now, you should know that social media is literally designed to make you impulsive. Think about this. Let's say you're working on your business, or let's say I'm outlining an episode for a show for you guys, right? And I've got my phone next to me, and let's say that I actually have all my notifications on, which I don't. On my phone, all notifications from social media are turned off. I don't care what people are posting. I don't care that the people that I follow are posting something and tagging me. When I get around to checking social media, I will see those notifications in my DMs. But I don't want notifications randomly popping up on my phone while I'm outlining a show. Because if those notifications pop up, I am going to impulsively want to check those notifications, which means each time I check those notifications impulsively, I am creating more distractions. I'm conditioning myself to be easily distractible. And if you're one of those easily distractible people, where you can't focus on anything and you walk around telling everyone, I think I have ADD. I think I have ADHD. No, you don't, motherfucker. You know what you have? A lack of focus, and you don't have impulse control. And just like the thoughts that occupy your mind, you have to ask yourself, what are the things that are leading to impulse control or lack thereof? Well, maybe it's the notifications on your phone. Turn the motherfucker off, right? Maybe you're bored out of your mind. If you're bored and you're not doing something that challenges you physically and mentally, then again, you're going to want to do something impulsively. The study after study keep coming out that say that people that are bored, who are not being challenged, are more likely to lose focus and not have impulse control. So when was the last time you challenged yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, right? If you can, then you are going to develop impulse control. You're going to learn to focus better. Thing number four that you're going to want to focus on, and that is your ability to delay gratification. That is directly correlated with thing number three, impulse control. Because if you can delay gratification, you're going to find yourself in the winner's seat. You're going to be successful. Most people will underestimate how much work it takes to develop a business, to become financially free. They will underestimate the work it takes, and they will overestimate how easy it's going to be. That is the reason why they can't delay gratification. We're now living in a world where everyone wants everything fast. You know, quick money, right? How can I get rich in 30 days? How can I lose 30 pounds in 30 days? How can I find Mr. and Mrs. Right in 30 days? Like, motherfucker, slow down. When was the last time anything worthwhile came to you in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days? You know, again, study after study show that if you can delay gratification, and I know you guys have probably seen that viral video that went viral, I don't know, a few years ago. I saw my homie Tom Bilyeu share it once, Impact Theory. Shout out to Tom Bilyeu and his show, Impact Theory, by the way. Great show. Y'all should be watching that as well. But Tom Bilyeu shared this, and they brought all these kids in for the study, and they put a little plate in front of them, and they said, hey, little kid, here's a fucking marshmallow for you. Now, if you want, you could eat that marshmallow, but if you can wait 10 minutes, we'll give you a second one, right? Now, the kids that couldn't wait 10 minutes, ate the marshmallow, did not have the ability to delay gratification. They wanted that marshmallow and the yummy, tasty sweetness of it instantly. They wanted instant gratification. The kids who were actually great at waiting 10 minutes got a second marshmallow. But check this out. Then they told some of these kids who were able to wait 10 minutes to get the second marshmallow that if you can wait 15 more minutes, we'll give you two more marshmallows or something to that effect. It was like, maybe if you can wait 10 more minutes or 20 more minutes, now we're going to really up the ante and we're going to give you two more marshmallows. So you'll have a total of four marshmallows if you can wait even longer. Those kids who waited even longer and were able to delay gratification and not impulsively grab that marshmallow and eat it, because they said, you can grab them and eat them anytime you want. But if you can wait 15 more minutes, you'll get two more on top of the two that you already have. Those kids ended up doing better in school, better in sports, and better in life. And the reason for that is you have to understand all good things come with time, energy, and effort. Time compounded by energy and effort equals outcome. Most of you will put in some level of energy, some level of effort, but you don't give it enough time because you want that instant, quick gratification. You want someone else's 10-year results in your first year. And it don't work like that, baby girl. It just doesn't. And so if you can learn to master the need for instant gratification by delaying gratification, you will find yourself in a position in life where you are more likely to succeed and far less likely to fail. And finally, the fifth and final component to really mastering the things that can make you successful, your circle of influence, the people you surround yourself with. Think about this. How many losers do you still hang out with? Even though you listen to this show, you listen to other uplifting shows, and you watch videos on inspiration and self-development and discipline and getting after it and success and becoming the higher version of yourself, even though you do all that, you're still hanging out with the 1.0 crowd, right? You're trying to become 2.0, hanging out with 1.0 crowd. And you're like, yeah, but don't worry, B. I don't let them influence me. I don't let them impact my thoughts and decisions. I don't let them really have any control over my actions. I beg to differ. The reality is that you are the byproduct of the five people that you hang out with the most. I don't care if it's your mom or dad, if it's your siblings, if it's your coworkers, if it's your spouse or children, or if it's your friends. You are the byproduct of the five people you hang out with the most. So your circle of influence, if you can't curate your circle of influence, and each time you level up, if you can't help the people in your circle of influence level up with you, then you got to level them out. Because if you think that, hey man, I can develop an immunity to them, don't worry. Even though I'm leveling up and they're not, they're not going to influence me. I'm telling you, they do. Study after study, once again, shows that proximity is powerful. If you're within proximity of winners, you are going to become a winner. Because through almost like this osmosis type effect, you start learning and doing and thinking and acting and processing like a winner. And then if you start hanging out with losers, I don't know how else to say it, just losers, right? People who are not chasing their dream, people who shit on other people's dreams, people who gossip and spread rumors, people who would rather stay awake late, sleep in, drink their feelings and emotions and thoughts away, stay addicted to vices, vape pens, weed, pornography, television, video games, social media, whatever, food, right? Let their fat gelatinous titties hang out everywhere and they're proud of their dad bods. Somehow they tell their kids like, hey, little Bobby, you should work out, you should exercise, you should play sports, you should eat right. But then you got stretch marks all around your fucking belly button and you think somehow you're gonna be inspirational and motivating to your kid. You think your daughter is gonna go and find some fit, healthy, motivated, driven young man in the future when you are the cautionary tale with your gelatinous titties, your stretch marks around your waistline, your big gut that you think you're trying to hide with a shirt that's ill-fitting and draped over you? Shut the fuck up. That doesn't happen that way. It just doesn't. You are a bad influence to the circle that you are a part of if they are trying to elevate. And if you're trying to grow in life, if you're trying to become better, proximity is powerful, and the people that you are in close proximity to absolutely have an influence over you. Don't for a moment think that they don't. And so I don't care what level of success you're looking for. Like if you want to be a solopreneur, great. If you want to work your way up in a company and run that company, be the second in command or be the chief financial officer or be the CEO, like you better start hanging around with eagles. Because I can tell you, eagles don't hang out with fucking chickens. Eagles don't hang out with pigeons. Eagles don't hang out with crows. Eagles fly high, they fucking soar, and they hang out with other eagles and also by themselves, right? You never see a real fucking flock of eagles flying somewhere. But I would imagine if an eagle had a choice, like, hey, motherfucking eagle, who do you want to hang out with? This chicken, this crow, or this pigeon? Or do you want to hang out with more eagles? That motherfucker would say, I want to hang out with more eagles like me. I want to hang out with someone that's going to fucking soar high, have great vision in life, see that little fucking bunny rabbit and soar down and grab that motherfucker and eat it while it's still alive. Like rabbit sushi, right? You're a fucking eagle. How in the hell do you expect to soar in life if you're hanging out with chickens, pigeons, and fucking crows, right? You can't. You can't. They are weighing you down. They're holding you down. So what do? Well, you might want to start curating your circle. You might want to start distancing yourself from them. Because any level of success that you want, whether it's financial, like I said, whether you want to start your own company, whether you just want to start making more money in what you do, you want to start a side gig, or you want just want time freedom, you want health, like, right? Like, hey, I want abs. I want to be healthy. I want to get off these fucking drugs, like high blood pressure drugs and cholesterol drugs and fucking diabetes drugs. Do you know how many people I've seen over the years when I was a personal trainer? I would help them lose weight, get fit, become more active. And as a byproduct, they changed their way of thinking into a positive mental attitude. Shout out to Bobby Castro, PMA, positive mental attitude. And my man, Bobby Castro, I think he trademarked or copywritten PMA, positive mental attitude. Anyway, all that to say that successful people do not hang out with losers. So what do? One, you make sure that you don't marry crazy. The person that you marry, your spouse, is the number one determining factor of success or failure. Number two, curate your thoughts. The thoughts that occupy your mind determine success or failure. Impulse control, learn to focus. Number three, your ability to delay gratification. Number four, delay gratification. Do the work, put in the energy, put in the time. And number five, curate your circle of influence. Proximity is powerful. Hang out with people who are doing better than you in the things that you want to be successful in. And through some level of osmosis, you will become more like them. Now, if you really want to level up to the highest level, then you might want to join us September 13th and 14th in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. We're doing Bedros Koulian Live, where myself and 13 other presenters that I have curated and I'm bringing on stage in Scottsdale, Arizona, are going to change and help you transform your life. It is going to be an awesome event. The event last year sold out, BK Live. This year, we're holding it in Scottsdale, Arizona at a much larger venue. So if you go to bedroskoulian.com/live, or if you click the link somewhere in the description box, you will find it. So guys, remember this, that average is the enemy, that success is your responsibility, and change can take place in an instant when you are willing to flip the switch. I'll see you next time. What's the difference between me and you?
Back when Q was rolling with Lorenzo in a Benzo, I was banging with a gang of instrumentals.